Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, welcome to the Real and Crystal Laker Psychic Hour. So first, we want to let you know what our caller number is. We do have several callers in the queue today, so we're going to get to the callers in just a moment. 914-433-801 is the caller number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And it looks like everybody thus far has their hands raised, so that's good. And we invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. You can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio as well. But the accounts that really matter are on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, and you may find them there. Okay. Again, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number, and the first caller is from the 530 area code. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Hi, thanks. Good. How are you?
Great. I was just wondering what you saw coming up for me as far as relationships the rest of the year.
Who's calling, please? What's your name?
My name is Sherry.
Sherry, S with an S?
Yes, like the wine.
Oh, okay, double R-Y. And you're calling from, is this a California number, right?
Right.
Okay. S-H-E-R-R-Y. Okay. So, Sherry, what's your birthday?
April 11th.
7-3. I'm sorry?
7-3.
1973. Okay. Well, the first thing, Sherry, that pops out is the fact that you've got a couple 11s going on in your birth date. So typically people with 11s have some relationship issues. Has this been your experience in the past? You're 47 years old. 47 years old, and that's also an 11. 4, 5, 6,
right.
6, 26, 8, but 26, 8. So have relationships typically been challenging for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's also take a journey back in time. 2006. No. 83, 93, 99, right? 99? Yeah. 99, I added wrong. 2003, we used it. 30 equals 3. So 1999. There should have been a change, a dramatic change in your life when you were 26 years old.
Yeah, I think that was pretty intense.
Can you just, like, in a couple minutes, describe what was going on at that time or what changes happened?
I want to say that was when I was making a relocation, a huge move.
I thought it was a move, yeah.
Like, it was the first time I had ever moved from my childhood home, so I was in that phase. I don't think it happened, like, right then, but it was, like, in that couple of years.
In that couple of years. And that involves relationship change, too, because you're moving from your childhood home to a different, you know, on your own or with roommates, whatever it may be. You're moving out of that
culture.
Family.
Culture.
Yeah. And it's out of a family unit, which is your family of origin. So you're moving out of that, which signifies a change in relationship. So And you're 47.
Right.
What cycle? She's 48. You have one coming up. So you're about to make another change. You have cycles.
This birthday just started one, I think.
Where is it? 26 is indivisible.
No, so it's going to be a 2-year difference.
2-year difference.
In terms of her change. She has one every 8 years from birth and every 8 years from 26.
8 years from 26.
So she'll have one at 48 and 50.
Well, 50. You mean she had a change at 46, right? She would just...
No.
No, you're right. Okay, so at 50, you'll have a change, but at 48, you're having a change from on a multiple of 8 coming up. As far as relationships go, has there been any breakup in the recent months?
No, there's no.
There's nothing. Nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. And how do you meet men or women, whatever it may be? How do you meet prospective romantic partners? Do you get out of the house? I mean, I know it's difficult now with everything that's going on in the world. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I go out.
You do go out, not online.
No. Actually go out the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, that's probably better. But what types of places do you go?
Usually where I know people because of the corona, so we're all kind of smaller groups.
You know, Sherry, there's two elements. You're asking about relationships, and there's two pathways that you have had to travel in this lifetime. One is a very emotional, I feel, maybe I'm wrong, but one is a very emotional pathway where on that pathway, there could be a lot of hurt, abandonment, disappointment. The emotions along that pathway kind of shatter the psyche. Now, I may be wrong. I might be wrong, but this is my take. And so you being probably a very giving person, a person who... One, is very willing to be a supportive partner, but two, would like to have some reciprocation and don't usually get that. I feel it hasn't been equal. So it's led you to perhaps be very hurt, not feel on a level ground with your partners, and there's been a great sense of disappointment and hurt. Now, that doesn't mean that two people don't tangle and connect, which would imply that you really... perhaps haven't met your soulmate yet. That doesn't mean you haven't met people that have been important to you and there was significance and then there was pain and separation. I don't know, Sherry. Am I off or on right now?
You're what?
Am I right or wrong?
Right. I feel like it's a very parallel with what you're saying.
Okay. Plus you're very intelligent. You're very insightful. You could read something. Let's say somebody hands you a short story, you read it. You would give great insight. You know human character. And I feel that your heart goes to the underdog. I feel that you understand the quality of when life slips away from somebody and they start to feel ostracized or separated. You would have made a great... I mean, you could have been a...
We don't know what she does.
But you would have been a good psychologist, so you would be a good psychologist or a therapist, even though therapy may be something you're involved in for yourself. But you understand the premise. What's the problem, too, is that a lot of people don't get you. They don't understand you. And you end up, I would assume that if you were in a therapeutic situation, you end up being the therapist for the therapist because they wouldn't get you. So there's a complexity in your psyche that I feel is outstanding. It's not a defect. It's an experience. Experience based, too, on your growing up and your upbringing, things like this, but very sensitive inside. Now, as Kristen was saying, the element of your life is going to change. The code in your birth date suggests that a relationship is going to come. Now, you've had to go through this long journey. That's true. But we feel that there's some, and we're not trying to give you a bubblegum prediction. We feel that there is something coming up that might be totally significant, because there is a so-called soulmate, a person that will love you for being you and take consideration of your psyche and your personality and your pains and your fears. We feel that's coming up. Now, that may come up when you approach 48.
You know, it's interesting, too, because she holds her, the age she currently is, 47, is held in her year, and also in her month and year. So you have a division between 7 and 3. So going from that division 4 backwards to your solid 7 is your current age right now. So that can be significant in terms of change that's happening. So it may be sooner that she has a relationship than 48.
It could be. You know, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong again, but an occupation, you're very helpful to people.
You
said it.
No, I was going to say it, but you cut me to the punch.
Yeah, and I do that kind of work. So you're picking up on that, right?
That's what I was going to say prior to you.
Yeah, you're a very helpful, considerate person. You make sure you help others. You're a good person.
So what
That's
is it?
The question.
Can we ask what
it's
she does?
It's a karmic situation. I think it's going to change.
So you are involved in service?
Right. I give readings.
Okay.
I am.
So wait a second. We know, we've talked to you, Sherry, don't we? I'm why didn't I remember her?
Well, then
I know exactly who she is.
I did not remember.
You're the one who lives now. You moved from.
Right.
From Midwest or Texas or something,
right,
to that area in California by Folsom or something. Not, is it Folsom?
Yeah, no. North. I'm north of you guys.
You're by Chico.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no, I feel very good
and
about.
Why didn't I remember her? I can't believe it.
Yeah,
I didn't remember her birthday, and that's really
weird. What
you were
saying and made sense even without that knowledge. So, I mean, what you were saying was on point.
Yeah. Okay.
Funny. So in relationship, well, I imagine now that we know where you are, it's probably difficult to meet people. Isn't it really conservative there?
That, but I'm rural. Like, I'm out in the mountains. But you were asking how I was meeting people. I have taken invites up.
Yeah.
I don't just not go out.
Right. I understand that. But it sounds like the people that you're meeting up with are more friends than
romantic,
right.
But it's something.
Also,
it's good that you're doing it. But as far as meeting someone, that's another hurdle to.
Without having that present awareness in our mind when we were giving you this reading, and feeling you were a part of a therapist.
Right.
And you give readings. Now, here's what I would suggest to you. There's a region in your brain, in your deep brain, which is accessible by visualization, where you will tap into the pathway where you meet your love, your romance. I believe that this pathway has already been provided for you in your karmic zone before birth, and that it was granted to you. Now, in coming into the world again, you have to kind of close the book and do your work, because it's like taking a test. You've been going through a lot of tests.
Life.
You've passed those tests, Sherry. You've passed them. The universe, the higher beings, whatever it is saying, okay, you've done your tests. Turn in your work. It's a clean. We're going to, I mean, it doesn't mean you've been perfect. It doesn't mean that you have closeted or secret guilts or problems you've had in life that you're not particularly proud of. I'm not discussing that part. What I'm saying is that the core issue of your existence has been determined to be passable now. So what's happened is that in the pathway of your brain, there's a relationship awaiting you. Now, the only thing you can do, I would suggest, is start to visualize it. Search in your mind. You give readings. So go into deep visualization. Even if you feel it's imaginary, try to find the path. It's kind of like Wizard of Oz, but you're going to find the reality, not the not reality. I mean, in the Wizard of Oz, there was a wizard that was a phony, but he made everyone feel real again.
Right.
And I don't know why I'm alluding to that. I don't know if that's a childhood favorite of yours or what, but somehow I'm going there. But anyways, find that path. I know that you know what I'm speaking of because you give readings. I'll also say that there's somebody named Luca or Luke or Lucy. I don't know, L-U something. Might be future. Might be waiting you. It just might be a gatekeeper. Someone taking you somewhere. But that's coming in too.
And can you validate that quickly, Sherry? Luke.
Well, see, that's my name that I normally use is Luca. So,
huh?
I'm Luca.
You're Luca. You
That's
use old. That name?
Yeah, I've been using it for years, but...
Oh.
Oh.
I do
You're
going to
have
feel...
a relationship with yourself.
Probably.
Just kidding.
But I do feel Self-love. Like was past and that I... That, like, I'm like, okay, whatever that was, I'm done with that phase.
Yeah.
Well,
oh.
that's...
Then that's
more...
Then the idea of getting that, if it's so-called accurate on our part,
yes,
means
it
that it's circular and that's not your future. That's just coming around to give you a gate to going to the next phase.
Right.
So it's a good outlook, but increase your visualization and be bold and brave about it.
Right. On a practical level, I would say you try to... I don't know. I think it's probably very difficult to meet people, new people, during this time that we're in.
Right.
Right now. Really, it's not only the United States, it's everywhere. So it's you know, we're more isolated in many ways than we've been in the past. So... As far as practical suggestions, I don't know if expanding beyond your circle, it sounds like, do you meet at private homes or?
Yeah, just because we're not trying to get COVID.
Right. So
that's really, but I mean, I just feel like it can happen even with all this going on.
Yeah, it can. It
maybe
can.
The path that he's saying, the Wizard of Oz thing, because I walk on these roads when I take my walks every day, and it looks like one of those roads.
Well, maybe then not thinking about the practical approaches is better, and doing the visualizations more connecting.
Sure. Yeah.
It appears as though the reading is moving towards an accurate assessment that you're about to enter a relationship. Now, the problem is we got to find it. The pathway
right.
is visualization, but that's a start. And it's so there's a lot of good tidings and good expectations coming up.
That's what I'm getting to.
Okay,
so
Sherry.
Thank you too.
Thanks. And I know now exactly, I know your face and everything. She's on our Facebook. She is on our Facebook.
Oh,
I mean, I know what she looks like and everything. And I can't believe it. Normally I'm, on it as far as who's on the phone. And for some reason I didn't remember, but I think that also helped.
I needed to hear that first part though, because it was totally on point.
It was, and it was fresh material because we didn't know who you were. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Idea. Okay.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Oh, thanks, Jerry. Take care.
Bye.
And keep us posted. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, 919, is this Kay?
Yes, it is. How are you today?
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking the call.
So I'm interested to see, and I'm sure Neil is too, about what's happening. I'm imagining this is a follow-up about work, perhaps? Or maybe,
yes, it is. Yes, it is about work. So my manager has left. She finally resigned.
She's completely gone. Okay.
Yes, she finally gave her notice. She's resigned. And, of course, it's right about that same panic time, but it is a little bit earlier. It's, you know, this time I wasn't there last year, so the planning portion of it, still learning. But I'm grateful. I'm so excited because I got so much support. Her manager, which is now my manager, I can just sense the relief in his voice. He, it's like a lot of work to be done, but it's nice. It's just busy.
So, and when was she officially, when did she officially give her notice?
She officially gave her notice. She was supposed to give 2 weeks notice, but technically she only gave like a week because she used leave for then the following week. So we're going into the third week that she's been gone.
So it's week three. And we talked last time about the fact that you might be put into that role. So how is that moving forward?
It's going. Right now there's no discussion about any title change or anything of that nature, but I'm getting full steam support in what needs to be done, how it looks, where they can help me with the process. So I'm getting all the support that I need. Just working on that confidence, you know.
Yeah. So today, what's your question?
My question actually is in a little bit different direction. I'm going to have an issue about housing or moving, but I'm hoping that I will have a financial windfall coming through. I was just wondering, I'm taking a trip this weekend, do you see any good fortune financially coming through? Because in the next 5 or 6 months, I'm going to have to move.
You have to move in the next 5 or 6 months. Well, I mean,
possibly, yeah.
Your voice is going in and out, Kay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? I apologize. That may be me because I did walk upstairs.
That's okay.
There's strong possibility. I'm renting, and my landlord, who I get along well with, she had mentioned before that she might need to sell, but I think she may have some legal issues going on, so she's going to have to unload this property. And I don't know if I will be in that position to actually purchase by then.
Do you have any savings?
No, not enough. Not enough. I was kind of hoping that all the money that I had paid thus far, because I've been here 2 years, if she owned the property, we could do a pay toward and then a balloon payment. But again, some comments she made, I can tell that she might have some legal matters that will require her to unload quicker.
Which means then you would not be able to buy the property?
Probably not, because there's some financial things that I'm having to work through. But it's not an all complete loss, because things are working out so wonderfully with my partner. So I don't know if it's the universe just kind of aligning that maybe it's time that we move in that direction to the home. So it's just
because you live separately. You don't live with your girlfriend.
Yes. Right. Right.
Right.
Separately.
Because I was going to ask about that. Is that a possibility? Does she own a home?
Yeah. That's what I said. I don't know if this is universe's way of saying, okay, line up now. And things are so wonderful. We are so back on track. And as far as the best friend kind of working this way
that's
through,
right.
Working itself out.
The best friend that's always there and kind of you feel like the third wheel.
Yes.
And her girlfriend's the one who had the fibroids, remember?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. She's
yeah,
so
but
wonderful.
Of course you remember, okay?
I didn't realize you were talking.
It's okay. But I mean, I remember, so I just want to give him the background. As far as a windfall, we talked about you getting a promotion, which could could be, I don't know how, I mean, you said it's a big dramatic, it would be a big dramatic increase in your pay.
Yes, it could be. Yeah, the difference, if I'm compensated, if I'm moving to the role compensated, it could be at least $20,000 more a year.
Okay, I was thinking
maybe,
it was be
maybe
like
more.
I thought 30,000, so I wasn't quite on.
That's what I said, yeah. Yeah, but that's why, and I use 20,000. That's the lower end that I've seen.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay, so I was in the neighborhood, but a little higher than you originally ballparked. Okay.
Well, here's a question I want to ask you in regard to your current situation and maybe eventual move. Who do you know that has a child or is going to be giving birth? Anyone in your scope, in your environment, where there's a baby coming or a young child as we speak?
Well, my landlord just had a baby probably 2 months ago. I think the baby's maybe 8 weeks now, maybe give or take. Yeah.
That's pertinent, Kay, because it's your landlord, and that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what this means. That listen carefully because it's all very complex. Your landlord, your landlord in a past life was family. And so into this lifetime and encountering her, the roles have sort of changed, but the origin was family. So you're actually facing someone who is in your family, and the reason that you're in this predicament right now is because of probably some kind of karmic situation. Ideally, ideally, you would have had that home. If the karma didn't have too many obstructions, you would have had the home, and it would have been a great relationship, and it all would have worked out. What's happened in the midterm, though, is that you've also used, karmically speaking, another lifetime where you have your partner who's coming in to where that has kind of confused the issue over the house. So when you say that you might want to change direction and figure out how to live with your partner, that's because of the double effect of two different karmic stories. Now, I can't predict what's going to happen because they're both kind of two racehorses neck and neck. You just have to kind of wait and see. Prepare yourself to move, but because of the accuracy of the reading and the fact that she had a baby 8 weeks old, you said, and your master number is your master number is what's coming up in terms of that similar time sequence, in terms of your master being one number and the baby being almost 9 weeks old. I'm not sure. The it's like a race, car race. It can shift, and you could stay there where you are. But I would suspect that probably you're going to be moving in with your partner, and something's going to happen there. That's my right now. That's where I wager the bet.
And she's put in. She's invested into the home that her girlfriend lives.
And the partner is looking in that direction as well. I mean, not that I'm not, but I know she's more. If we're the racehorse, she's a little bit ahead of me on that one. So
you're on title there. I can't remember.
No, I'm not on title.
You're not on title, but you put the down payment or something, or you put.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, correct.
Okay.
So we're leaning towards that scenario.
Okay.
And you've been in the. How old are you right now?
I'm sorry?
How old are you right now? 66.
53. I'll be 54 in December.
Okay. So you're going to be 54 in December. You're 2 years away from a multiple of nine. Isn't your master number nine? So you're 2 years away from a multiple of nine, but that 2 year theme is how long you've been living in the home you're in now.
Correct.
So it could just be that there's a, by the time you're 56, this might be it. You might go on title of the home once you're there. She may allow you to go on title. And if you two plan to get married, if that's...
She would love to, yes.
Well, if you do get married to her, then you're legally going to be owning that. Well, the property occurred before the marriage, but I mean, in terms of being married to her, you'll be assured of a relationship and home.
Yes.
And possibly ownership.
I would imagine that you would go on title if you moved in there since you put
the down payment. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. We would definitely. I mean, I don't question that would happen unless truly the Spirit says differently, but I don't question that.
What's her birthday?
Was a little more. Her birthday is 5/10/73.
Uh-huh. Go ahead with what you were saying. Sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. I was just going to say my concern was more in what about this 6 month period that, well, then, because I don't want to move in the wrong direction. And with the landlord, I could tell she has some legal issues. And like I said, we have a great relationship. She's been very supportive and helpful. I just wasn't sure how it would go.
Monkey sure. Day are the same as this girl's. In terms of number six.
Six, yeah. And the year,
same
year.
And
they're
both the same master number.
Yeah, yeah.
The former caller, Kay, their birth date, her arrangement of numbers is very similar to your partner.
Even though she was 4/11, it comes to a six on the in the month and day. Of course, she's born in the same year, same master number. And karmic number.
All right.
See, so it's a...
People tribal.
Anyways.
Group together.
That's what we think.
And it's so funny because when I listen, I hear and I always say there's a message that's maybe for that one person, but then someone else can receive it. I've actually listened and I've heard people say, well, no, that's not me, but the next caller will come up and be like, okay, well, it's picking up that energy because I know we're all one. So, yeah. Okay. Well,
you'll probably you'll move her position. I don't know. Maybe there's a good feel for it. You wait and watch. Now we talked about baby. You wait and watch to see who has a puppy. Who's going to get a dog? A puppy.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you currently?
Yes, it does. It does. It does.
What's the mystery behind your answer?
I had a dog, and when I had to move, when I moved here, my landlord, she has allergies, so I couldn't keep my dog, so I had to foster my dog out, which was really heartbreaking for me. Mm. But I found a family, so I allowed them to keep the dog. Well, fast forward, my partner and her brother, who I love dearly, we were having dinner one day. And we started talking about dogs, and he brought my dog up, and they saw my face, and he actually said, oh, we should have taken her in. And my partner all she could do was just put her arm around me. She said, I know how it feels. And she said, we're going to get you a dog. We're going to get the one that you want. So that's what made me chuckle, because it's like we've had this discussion, but it's whether or not when I'm ready for another dog.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, it looks like you might be moving there. That looks like the program right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you. I appreciate you guys. I don't want to hold the line up because I know you probably have tons of calls, but I was just trying not to stress because things are just so wonderful in so many aspects of my life, and I know this housing situation will work itself out, but it's just that human nature in us is like, okay. How's it going to look soon?
Sure. Well, yeah, and look, I mean, it's your foundation. So if you're in flux in that area, it can be very stressful. It's understandable.
And don't stress out. That's there's no need for that. I'll tell you one thing.
Yes.
It doesn't sound weird. Connect to cotton. Cotton clothes.
Okay,
cotton
this is the first.
No, it's not. You know why? Guess what my nickname was when I was growing up? Just a few people call me Cotton. That was Yep. That was a nickname that a few people. So on that note, I receive it and I thank you.
Okay. Good. Okay.
All right. I will not hold your line up because I truly enjoy it. So if I could go back on mute, that would be wonderful.
Sure, I will put you on mute. Okay. Thank you for your call. Good luck and let
thank
us know.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. 408, would you like a reading? Let's ask. Hi. You're listening, but
hey,
don't have your hand. Would you like to speak with us, or are you just listening?
No, I was doing both. I do both.
Oh yeah, you didn't press one, so I brought you on anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But
well, that's cool. Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to get in on this.
Okay, it's hard to hear you first of all, so we need a better
sound. Let me see if I can fix that.
That's
let
better.
Let me see if I can fix it. Is that better?
What's your name?
Craig.
Craig.
That's with a C, right?
Craig, what's your birthday?
Yeah. 66, December.
Well, can we get the...
The day, too.
We'd like the whole birth date would be ideal.
December 7th.
December 7th, 1966. So he's a 32-5, right?
No.
32-5. Okay, Craig, what's... And you're calling. Gosh, you're another. We had another California caller.
This is again the same month as Kay in the same year.
That's weird. Well, you know what's also strange about it? Same month as Kay, and same year as Kay, but she also holds his 7 between her 2 9. Oh, it's weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Funny.
People connect. And you're like our first caller are calling from California. Are you in California or is this just a California number somewhere else?
No, okay. I'm in California. Okay. Sunshine.
Ugh, yuck. we're in California too, but it's gray, thankfully. I'm not too fond of the sun. Not my favorite season of the year, that's for sure. Okay. So, what's your question?
Gosh, I was thinking of it earlier, then I lost it now. I have a lot of positive energy. Even though I go through a lot of difficult stuff, I still have this positive energy. It doesn't like go away because I feel a certain way about something. You know, it's not like it goes away. It's always there. It's just that when I listen to the wrong thing too much, I get, you know, it shows up in my attitude, you know. It shows up when I'm talking and stuff, and people are tripping about that, you know. And I'm like, and I can't explain to them that, you know, it's because I'm listening to you. And when I tell you something, you come against it. And I'm like, I don't understand that. But then I learned that, you know, this is part of how you have to go through this stuff sometimes, you know. But I'm trying to figure out where do I draw the line and say, okay, enough is enough.
Enough is enough concerning what?
Just, you know, dealing with people about silly things that just don't have any place in what I'm doing, you know. It's like they're just, it's like when I talk to people, I don't know if this ever happened to you, and they're not reflecting what you're projecting. And it's like it gets to be irritating. Have you ever been in those shoes before?
Well,
I think so.
I mean, in terms of, I think communication, Craig, sometimes we have a problem. I think in terms of communication, we sometimes have a problem being on the same wavelength. And go ahead.
There's people that I personally didn't know, and they could teach in a university. That's the kind of credentials they end up getting because they went out and got the knowledge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're teaching third grade, bro. So they're taking their credentials. They're coming down teaching third graders. And sometimes I feel like a major league player in a minor league field.
So
I'm trying to explain to you, but you just don't, you're not getting it. What I'm saying, it just so maybe it's not gonna. That's why I just think, well, that's okay. What do you see for me in the future? Do you see anything good, positive? That's what I.
Well,
how about that?
Well, you're coming up ultimately to a change in your life. You had a change basically at the age of 32, which would have been a separation from karma to a higher form of energy. So there possibly could have been a change at that time, Craig, at 66, 76, 86, 1998. Maybe there was a change.
Well, you're close. You're very close, bro. You're close. It was
okay.
It was 99.
Well,
okay,
you're born
yeah,
at the end of the year.
You're born in December, so
that's
because
why.
There's sometimes a window of 9 months where you can have a sort of leniency of thought.
Well, it's not even a nine. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
He's born. You
but,
would have only had, in terms of a change, if we're marking your change at 12/7/1966,
okay.
You wouldn't have. I know you are, but I'm just reiterating. You would have had 22 days of 1998. So really, the change would have been 9 months henceforth from 12/7, or even before. Sometimes.
So
maybe
what happened?
Right. Yeah. Maybe if I. Yeah. I could, if I think about it, maybe you're right because I do. Sometimes I wonder about the accuracy of my what I'm thinking. So, but yeah, I thought it was 99, but that's
yeah,
just
what
when
happened?
I really.
What happened in 99?
Well, it was pretty bad back then for me. It was not a good
really?
Time at all. Yeah,
well,
horrible.
That can happen.
Devastating. Devastating, you know. And it was all coming at me at once, you know, and I wasn't able to handle what was coming at me, but it was coming.
Can you give an example of what was devastating? I mean, like thematically, was it a relationship issue or anything with substance?
Or in addition to that, have you yourself, Craig, ever witnessed or been in any kind of car accident or physical?
Yeah,
accident?
I'm a TBI person, you know, traumatic brain injury, and I was in a coma because of it. And I recovered, but that still left me with someone that's not normal now. Before, when I was little, before that accident, I was normal at that time. But since the left side of my brain was injured, now I'm not normal, considered not normal because of that injury. It doesn't make me a bad person; it just means that I had some problems early on, and
so
then they
when,
couldn't
when was
figure out. Well,
when was your accident?
Probably around. I don't know. I was like four, I guess.
Yeah.
You were
close to your anniversary of 5 year symbol.
Five.
And then what happened? What was the nature of your problem at
in 1999?
What was the nature of your problem when you were in 1999?
Well, 1999 wasn't really a problem. I shouldn't say that. I should say it was a time when I saw myself for the first time on the inside of who I am. I've always looked out my two eyeballs, and I lived out there. I never knew there was an inside me because I never saw myself. But when I saw myself for the first time, I was like, oh, no. I don't see nothing here. There's nothing here. I don't see nothing here. Good. That's what I was thinking. I'm looking at myself saying, oh, no.
That's what I mean. I think, Craig, you're on the planet to explore a deeper level of life's interpretation. And if you're dealing if you had traumatic injury to your brain, and from there you've moved into a world where even there's been a level of trying to interpret the psyche of other people, like your example of someone who's very intelligent teaching third grade, we fall into such deep karma when we come on the planet. Here you almost die when you're four. You go through several changes. There's a level of where you can't connect to people. A lot of human beings that get into this category ultimately become writers or artists, painters. There's probably, I don't know if it would appeal to you, but you probably have a deep artistic depth to your psyche that could come out in a very maybe abstract but yet symbolic and expressive manner. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to make a living at it or anything, but there's something in the area of your mind that has a place where you could go through the threshold of creativity and express it. I'm not sure how that could be done, and I don't think it's too late, but there's a severe energy form that you've entered that comes from a life of war, strife, turmoil, miscommunication. It's weird. You know, even when we look at the attitude of like Sir Thomas More and King the Henry VIII, where there's that excommunication of the church, that the king wants to be king of the church, and Thomas More thinks it's a spiritual thing. There's something of conflict in your past that has come back for you to encounter.
Well, my past, when I look at my past, this is the thing that I wanted to point out, is that when I saw myself for the first time, I was looking back, okay? I wasn't, like, looking in the future because it hasn't happened yet, okay? And right now was looking in the past. So I saw myself. I didn't get to finish the story. So when I saw myself, I'm like, oh, hell no. You got the wrong address, you know? I mean, you know, not me. I mean, come on now. Why not somebody on Wall Street or an Ivy League college student? Why an ex-con like me, you know? Don't understand. But as I'm doing this, I'm being shown, spiritually speaking, what you're looking at is your credentials. That's your abilities to sympathize with people where you have been called out from. And what I mean called out from, I mean illuminated spiritually. So now it's all about spiritual, and it's never going to change, ever. So with that said, I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, everything hit me at once. So this has been since 1999, obviously. So I'm still here, and every day is the same. I go to sleep, I wake up, and it's the same as yesterday. So I'm thinking, okay, that changes everything for me. So, yeah, you were kind of right. You know, I need to probably get around some people that are maybe like-minded.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I appreciate the fact that you're exploring something of depth. I appreciate that. And you're going into a deeper region of the mind.
Well, and
how we experience an encounter.
Yeah.
You know, it's more, you should be in a think tank of like-minded people. where there could even be a place where maybe, I don't know, the group could experience something in terms of having members to it and discussing things, because your world has been a world of light and dark.
I mean, well, yeah, and at the beginning of his life, he's born in the 12th month, so
yeah.
You had a serious problem. You said you were 4 years old when you were in your car accident. Was it a car accident, or what kind of accident?
I ran out of the street. My mother was across the street, and I saw her, and I just took off running from the kids, and just, I was all about mom, you know, I was one of those kind of kids. So when I came across the street, I was like,
okay.
Yeah.
Is there any, go ahead.
Well, and then I wanted to get in. You go ahead. Well, you
no.
go ahead. I wanted to ask, because you said you're an ex-con.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been in prison. So what was the nature of your crimes that put you there?
Nature of my crimes? Dumbass.
Well, I mean.
It's a different thing. It's nothing. But anyway, nothing weird, no weird stuff. It's just that being in the wrong place.
Anything,
what,
I mean,
that was the.
Was there anything with substances or drugs in your past?
I grew up in the 80s and stuff, you know, and there was a lot of stuff going on back when I was growing up. We were having a great time, you know, being a kid. Different thing than to being a kid today, you know, a lot different. So I have a lot of
memories,
but then again, you know, yeah, but then again, you know, I mean, I grew up with the old rock and roll and stuff, and I had that kind of a mentality, so to speak. I didn't really grow up that way, but I was attracted to the lifestyle of just, you know, being free.
Okay, yeah, because
yeah.
I was getting that.
I
couldn't participate.
Is there any occupation that you follow? Because you have an artistic... You have a sort of slanted artistic pathway, and I'm not sure how well Do you draw? What do you do? What's your?
Yeah, I love drawing. I love drawing. I get down on some serious drawing because, you know, being locked up, you know, you got to do something in there. So I did drawing and stuff. I would love doing that.
You know, I don't know what it were, but and I don't know exactly what you do for an occupation, but my feel of your journey is to promote your art. There's something in your art that seems to be very intriguing in my mind's eye.
What do you do? We're not obviously picking up on it. We haven't yet.
Okay. My whole thing is there's people like, but I explain it this way. This is easier for me. They like the way God says it.
I know, it's like you're in a bathroom or something. The whole
just,
sound got
you
messed up.
Okay. I was drying my hands. I put the phone in my pocket.
Yeah, you're in a bathroom. That's what I thought.
So I like the way God breaks things down to me. How He takes the Word of God, and when people read it, you know, that's fine. You can read. Let me clap my hands. Yay! You can read. But those words that you're reading are the words. Are my food. That's my spiritual food. And you're trying to force that word on me. And I've already eaten that word. And now I'm walking in it. And now you want to come up against who? Not me. But if it was me, you would be through. Done. So stop it. You know? But listen. So the Word of God. Here we go. Now remember Moses? Everybody remembers Moses. Right? Moses.
Yeah.
Had an older brother. And his name was Aaron. So we got Moses and Aaron. And where do they live? They live in Egypt. They both live in Egypt. But they had different positions in Egypt. Aaron was a slave. Okay? So Aaron was in charge of the inside thing. Moses was in charge looking at your two eyeballs, the nuts and bolts of all this stuff. So that's why God used Aaron, because Aaron had the ability to sympathize with the people. They would listen to Aaron. Aaron's the one that said, okay, everybody, give me all your gold. Give me all your gold. But Aaron built this golden thing. And that wasn't the right thing to do. But you don't see God getting on to Aaron about anything. But you always see him getting on Moses. You ever thought about why?
Karma.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, because everybody has different credentials.
Probably.
Moses had his credentials. Aaron has his credentials. And when you're dealing with people on the inside, that's what I do. I don't really help. I mean, I can help you on the outside, but I don't have the means to do all that. So I don't try to act like I do when I don't. I can help you on the inside, yes. But getting people to sit down long enough to stop doing something out here to do something and work on the inside takes an act of Congress.
So as far as, Craig, as far as work is concerned, because we were kind of on the work topic, what do you do? Do you work? Not that defines the person, but just trying to get an idea of more of who you are and what you do in life in the short time that we have together. What do you or are you?
Yeah, we've been taking care of family for a long time now, so it's been really.
And are you unable
really
to work
really
because of your head injury?
Well, that's I don't know. You know, I wondered about that if that was the case. You know, because I remember I asked my grandmother one time, because she's the one that raised me up. I asked her, I go, so what happened? I mean, you know, what did the doctor say? You know, she goes, well, we asked the doctor. You know, because we don't know what's going to happen. He's in a coma. You know, we don't know what to think. You know, what's going to happen, Doc? Is he going to be the same? What's going to happen? And they said, we can't really tell you. You won't know until he gets older, is what she said. And here I am, 53, and I've been through hell and back, and I'm thinking, man, that's the problem. I got, man, I'm just like, I got misunderstood from day one, it seems like. So in a lot of ways, I'm like a kid that's just excited about life. I mean, you wouldn't think that I was just, you know, 53. I run backwards 4 miles.
Yeah, I hear you. Your dialogue is age unrelated. It doesn't. Your dialogue is philosophical and probing. So I, you know, in our brief time, our suggestion is to deeply explore your artistic side, your drawings. Go into depth of that. Make statements in terms of that visual arrangement that you feel are pertinent to you, and explore that as deeply as you can. And maybe you'll find an audience. Maybe you'll find people who appreciate what you do, because there's no artistic information that I can be expressed through art.
Yeah, well, I'm all about the rehabilitation, the art of rehabilitation.
Yeah, right.
When I'm really into my, because I don't get to pick and choose when I do this and that. It just happens when it happens. So I can't, if I walked around telling everybody everything about everything, I'd be busy doing that. I wouldn't be able to do this, but I actually do. And I just make myself available like a mother does to her children. It's 24/7. So that's the way it's going to be.
The fact that you have that flexibility, I think, is advantageous to you. And in terms of the idea that Neil is presenting to you about exploring your artistic side, I think that can be very healing for you.
And you speak in metaphor, so the art of rehabilitation is very important, because it is an art in how we approach human beings and deal with them. So follow along in that art form and that metaphor that you apply. Because I think that there are still places in your mind that need to open up in a way that expresses itself with a wider audience. And I think you're going to be very happy if you do follow all the time.
Yeah. It's exciting for sure. I mean, every day is always exciting for me. I always learn something, because my mind is always experiencing the benefits. I mean, if I take responsibility for my feelings, then that's going to show up in my action. And then my actions are going to get me the benefits because of what's going on, from me to somebody else and then back to me again, back to me. So there's going to be a me projecting and them reflecting. And I see a lot of that. It's just that I was just seeing there's a lot more of this other stuff. And maybe a lot of it could be because of my inability to see myself clearly and not get an accurate appraisal of my words from someone that can't hear me, nor could they see me.
You follow a lot of existentialist thinking, and I think that's intriguing. So follow that path, Greg, read some of the great existentialist writers.
We are nearing the end of our podcast, so we have to wrap up, but it was nice to talk to you.
Yeah. Hey, it was great talking to you guys too.
Thank you for finding us. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
You too. Bye bye.
Right. Okay. Well, we had a full hour today, and we are back on the air Friday at almost at 1 a.m. Pacific. It's going to be a show in the middle of the night. No, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thank you to our callers, and we will speak with you then. Bye-bye.